Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Doug, it's unbelievable. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After, and it's 590 The Fan. Yeah, I wonder
hard
if
to believe.
Greg Roth's post is going to call in and let us know more detail on Dustin Johnson and Wayne Gretzky hit the driving range and DJ hitting the 5-iron off the mat. And that's what we're hoping to get.
Yeah,
I would imagine Frank Cusumano will dig into this as well.
He's probably doing that right now.
Yeah. So that was the 7 o'clock hour and part of the 8 o'clock hour. Joined by Derek Gould and Larry Nickel in the 8 o'clock hour. And we'll have the Hot Shots email of the day coming up at 9:45. Yesterday, Alexi Lalas got awfully fired up. Take a gander, if you would. It was a gander, take a listen. Take a gander?
Listen. Gander. Is a visual.
Yes. A Plowhawk, let's take a gander listen.
To the supposed leaders, I will say this. All right. Tim Howard. Tim, the Belgium game ended 3 years ago. We need you to save the ball now. Jeff Cameron, clean it up, or let's get someone who will. Clint Dempsey.
Yeah.
You're a national team legend. Now we need you to be a national team leader. Michael Bradley, the U.S. does not need you to be Zen. The U.S. needs you to play better. Josie Altidore, is this really as good as it gets? Because it's still not good enough. Bruce Arena. Bruce, Jurgen Klinsmann lost at home to Mexico. You lost at home to Costa Rica. This is now all on you, not Jurgen. Oh, and by the way, to all the guys that I didn't mention, it's because you don't even warrant to mention. That includes you too, Wonder Boy. What are you guys going to do? Are you going to continue to be a bunch of soft, underperforming, tattooed millionaires?
Hey.
You are a soccer generation that has been given everything. You are a soccer generation who is on the verge of squandering everything. So, now it's time to pay it back. Make us believe again. You don't owe it to yourselves. You owe it to us. And get off my lawn.
Oh. Now, he said that on FS1, which embraces debate.
Oh, he did.
Doug, you know this because you have an FS1 persona.
It sounded like he was at a game.
I don't
know.
Is
it being televised by FS1?
I think so. I'm not exactly sure. But I did see that on Twitter, and I thought to my... And let's face it, Alexi Lalas was a great player. Great player. So it's coming from the right source. But those words were a little harsh, don't you think?
I think so. He was upset because they're going to qualify for the World Cup, right? They're in the third position right now.
I think so, but it shouldn't be as difficult of a road, I guess, for him. And they think the team should have maybe played a little better. I agree with them on one point, though, that they are handed everything. I mean, they have the facilities. They know they, as kids, you know, they came up with, you know, playing soccer just like everybody else. So I would agree with his point. I loved it, though. Saw it on Twitter and retweeted it.
Who's Wonder Boy?
I think Christian Pulisic.
Yeah, that's who that is.
Who's killing, and I think Dortmund.
Big scorer this year.
He is. But yeah, that's the golden boy.
Well, you shouldn't lose to Costa Rica. Costa Rica is a country of about 6 million people, I think, 5 or 6 million people. It's like the size of Dallas or something. And we're 320 million people, and that's even a game?
Not for sure what tattoos had to do with it.
Doug, in all fairness, and I certainly understand where you're coming from, I've heard it said many times that if a certain team can just get hot, they might win the whole thing.
Oh, if we can get hot, we can win this, baby.
And that goes for Costa Rica,
too, don't
you think?
I suppose that's what they were saying. But, as the third most populous country in the world, now where every kid grows up playing soccer, that wasn't always the case, but now every boy and girl plays soccer a little bit, I think. Most of them do at some point.
And half of those 6 million people in Costa Rica run gambling things.
Do they? Yeah, about 3 million strong. It's just stunning that we're not better still.
I was at my son's soccer practice last night.
That's the first sport for almost every kid in this country
now. But there is
an aspect. The first sport he plays, run around and kick the ball.
Part of it is sort of like, not daycare, but a lot of parents get their kids in soccer, drop them off at practice, leave, and then come back. And then not every kid stays with soccer. More and more are.
There's not, the parents don't stick around for every baseball practice.
No, what I'm saying though is soccer in terms of, and I read this a few years ago, so maybe the numbers are outdated. I'm hardly saying I'm an expert on this, but it's the number one participatory major sport for kids.
Second, because I think bowling is first.
Bowling, it's
but
not,
I said
it's
major.
Keckling.
I did say major. And no offense to anyone.
None taken. I don't bowl anymore. I quit.
But that not everyone that, you know, gets exposed to it as a kid stays with it, but more and more are. And I agree, we should be better. So I'm sure it's a source of frustration for someone like Lawless. Now, there was something else that we have in our sound. I don't want to throw your curveball, Plowsy. But I saw this the other day. Someone else had tweeted it, and I saw it, and someone said, this is the smartest interviewee, random man on the street interviewee that has ever been on television.
This was unbelievable.
Unbelievable. So Fox News apparently is doing the hurricane coverage.
Sure they are.
And so, of course, they're walking around saying, why are you out? It's not safe. And the Fox News reporter, I don't know who it is, ran into a guy. In terms of knowledge of the story he was covering, the interviewee apparently knew 1,000 times more than the reporter.
All right, hit the lever, Plowsy.
Well, at this point, I'm very relieved to discover that as we speak, the eye of the storm is practically due south of us by 220 miles, okay, because it's crossing the 80th meridian, which is 80 degrees west longitude. So I'm not so worried because it's so far away, and it's bearing as of 8 p.m.
westbound.
Well, not just westbound. It was 275 degrees. That's only 1/15th above due west toward true north.
Is he right?
So this thing is moving and has been moving in a very westerly direction, and because it's several hundred miles south, the risks are less and less. I'm not worried. I don't think it's going to get much worse than what we're seeing right here.
Thanks.
And he ended up being right.
Yes, and the reporter wasn't sure, so he just said, right. Like, I kind of knew about the meridian thing.
Yeah.
But he didn't really know.
Well, I guess maybe you talk that way if you're a pilot, or if you...
He looked like Bernie Madoff to me, a
navigator,
bit.
You know?
Or what? Someone who just maybe knows a little bit about weather and actually was able to do his own research as to whether or not he was at risk by walking in the rain a little
bit. Well, I'd rather listen to him than the people I saw over the weekend, because nothing against, you know, I feel for the people in Florida, but you're telling people stay inside. Nobody has electricity. It's out everywhere, and you're all standing out there getting blown over. And this Mike Todd, he is the worst on CNN. I swear to God, he makes things up. When he was in Ferguson he was in Ferguson covering things, and I don't know how many times he was talking. I think I heard gunshots. I'm getting down. I thought there was no gunshots. He did it in the. I think I just heard a generator blow. Hey, the storm's getting bad. I heard a generator blew. No, it didn't. Stop. Quit making things up. We know it's a hurricane. You don't need to have every person. You have what's his name out there? Who's the gay guy?
Sacha Baron Cohen.
Who's the gay guy on CNN?
The
popular one.
Anderson Cooper?
Anderson Cooper. Okay. I didn't mean, it's the only way.
The bald one? I guess there's a couple bald.
But he's in a poncho with rain coming down. We're in Tampa, and then they scroll across. They had to have fans blowing because the scroll was telling you how
they
the wind.
Fans blowing?
Well, I'll tell you this, because his hair and his poncho was blowing, and the scroll was giving you updates. He was in Tampa, said Tampa winds 12 miles an hour, gusting to 18.
Sounds like a normal
day.
Well,
how the hell were you blowing over? We just saw it's 18 gusts. That's nothing.
No.
I played golf yesterday.
You don't really think he has fans to blow him over. If you're by water, sometimes there's bigger gusts than on the rest of the land mass.
I don't put anything by CNN, because they're all standing out there acting like they're
being
blown over by...
I'm not a fan of CNN, but I will say this. It's easy to say, look at them outside in the what. So if they're in a nice La Quinta, you know, and you don't see it, people are like, get outside.
You don't have to. One person in the studio, and you have somebody from the Weather Channel giving you updates. I don't need you standing outside to tell me a hurricane's coming. We know that, moron.
Well, good morning, America, guy.
It's all for, look at us, we're outside, we're covering it, it's blowing. We don't need that.
No.
Good morning, America, save two dolphins.
How'd they do that?
Like the guy had like an oceanic background, and so they found two dolphins like just got blown in from the hurricane, were kind of dormant on the beach. Yeah, just he actually got in the water with this dolphin and kind of swam to where it was like chest deep, and so he kind of under the waves.
Reporter did this?
Yeah, a mom dolphin and a little baby.
Don't she
it was amazing.
She
it was seriously amazing.
And the and the tides that get kicked up, some of the rides that the fish would have taken.
Probably that's what they were talking about.
Swept up out of the water and just tossed who knows
taken
where.
Taken from your home hundreds of miles. I mean, those dolphins probably, they're in the Gulf of Mexico. They probably have no idea. That's what they said. Their bearings were so far off. That's why they got so deep in the water with the dolphins.
I bet they captured them and then said, let's bring them in and then we'll let them go. So act like we saved something.
No, sometimes reporters do good things, especially getting back to sideline reporters. True story. I was covering a minor league game. And a pitcher hurt his elbow, and I happened to have a scalpel and some sutures. And I performed Tommy John right there on the spot.
No fooling.
I think it was in between my third inning hit and my fifth inning hit. Sewed him back up because I had this. Luckily, I had all my sterilized equipment there, and I was able to do the Tommy John. Sometimes reporters do good things, and this is one instance.
That's certainly one case.
And
he pitched in October. So, I mean, I thought you were going to say
he appeared in relief the next night.
George Costanza staved a whale.
I've been pretty amazed, really, talking about the hurricane, that when you think how many people live down there in Florida, and I think it's the third biggest state in the country now, third or fourth, how many millions of people live there, and the size of this storm, and the fact that they got hundreds of thousands evacuated, and most have survived. The last I heard, there's only like three or four deaths from this, and I think they were from car wrecks, people trying to respond to certain situations.
Yeah, two were police officers, I think.
And then you see what's going on in Houston with all these thousands of people there to help and how quickly they're getting it back. They're already playing football games. They're already kind of returning to normal life in large places. It's nice to have a country that really has its act together when the absolute worst stuff that Mother Nature can throw at you, we handle it pretty well.
And Good Morning America, they were talking about, I love Good Morning America, by the way, they were also talking about most of the death that you see during hurricanes aren't necessarily during the eye of the storm, but it's the aftermath trying to evacuate where you just get sucked under, where, you know, you're trying to walk on the streets and you get sucked under some water and there's debris, you know, cars,
out of the woods yet.
Yeah, I agree.
But to have taken the brunt of the storm and to have that few deaths says a lot about the way buildings are constructed nowadays. And how people took the directions they were given to get out and what to do and how to handle it. It's really remarkable.
Imagine what would have happened
if that had happened, well, like what happened in Galveston 100 years ago. Mm-hmm. It wiped out the whole town.
Now, you're right, but you did leave out the good works of sideline reporters also.
There were sideline all up and down I-95 in Florida. The place was lousy with sideline reporters.
Helping out,
directing people. Yeah, filling cars
changing
with
tires.
Gas that had run out. Absolutely. Medical, providing Tommy John surgeries.
There was one lady on CNN.
What it was.
They had like nine different people all over the state. And the one lady is out there, and you see somebody walking behind her. She goes, and I don't know who this idiot is out here in this. Walking, you're out there.
It's probably another reporter.
You're calling him an idiot. You're out there. Probably, why don't you get inside?
It's probably a reporter from another network.
Trying to find a story.
But, Doug, in fairness, and you've worked in news, so you've been around television news, I know it gets a bad rap, and in some places, rightfully so. I mean, do they try to over-dramatize certain things, or they look, just like someone on the internet would look for clicks, you're looking for a ratings buzz, not you, but generally speaking. But, I mean, if you're covering a natural disaster, you have to be outside or else you look dumb by being indoors. It's sort of you can't win if you're a reporter.
Yeah, we criticize the reporters for being out there. And yet, how do you think you're seeing what's going on? Is people are out there.
Put a camera out there. I don't know if somebody telling me.
Who's going to get the camera out there? Who's going to run the camera? You think? I guess you could put a GoPro. Maybe every location in America you could have a GoPro.
There's cameras all over the place that aren't manned by somebody.
There's little security cameras, little low resolution security cameras. People all over the country, they've been watching this on television. People are concerned. That's what people have been watching, and you can't watch it unless these people get out there in it and bring it to
now,
you.
Now, we have seen in the past, one of my favorite clips ever from news bloopers is the woman that was talking about the devastating flooding, and she was in her stand-up, she was in the little rowboat, and then guys walked by, obviously, just to show that...
Ankle deep,
was ankle deep, and it wasn't as big a deal as this woman was
Well, there
portraying.
May be some... I'm
and
sure there's some theatrics out there as well by grandstanding reporters.
Like CNN.
But my point is, you wouldn't see any of it if somebody didn't get out there in it. And that's the whole country has been watching this, worried about people who they may know in Florida or just worried in general about what's going on there. And when you turn it on, somebody had to drag their behind out there and set up the camera equipment and get the live shot up there. And some reporter had to stand there and tell you in the wind and the rain. And you got to give them some credit for covering an event that we're all interested in.
No, when you're just out there for publicity, I don't give him credit. They
well,
act that,
that's
like
not
Roger
out there for publicity.
Yes, everybody at CNN was out there for that. They were all out there letting you know that they're out there. We're out here. We're covering it for you. We're in harm's way, but they're letting you know that they're important. That's why we're out there. There's a camera at New Smyrna Beach in Orlando
that
you can go to every second. You can go to it and see what the tide's doing, what the weather is at New Smyrna Beach, how many people are out there. You tell me you couldn't get a camera out in these cities just giving you an update?
What do you think, just that one camera would have given you the kind of comprehensive coverage of the hurricane that you would have been satisfied with?
Yes, that and the guy in
just
the Weather Channel.
Just one camera in that New Smyrna Beach would have done it.
That and a guy at the Weather Channel just giving you an update. That's all you need. I don't need the reporter saying the same damn thing. It's windy out here, and it looks like it's going north. And I can figure that out. The weather guy can tell me that. He's got a map. You don't have a map. He's got radar.
I'm kind of with Iggy. In a sense that you don't need to spend tens of thousands of dollars what CNN and Fox are doing, sending crews out there and staying for a week or what have you. You have a lot of people with cell phone capability of doing home videos, and that's what you see mostly on Twitter. And those are the better ones than out in some location you want to be.
Well, they come in later. They're not going to appear magically on your television screen as the event is happening.
And I guarantee that if there was no coverage, look, there is, to me, some... I understand what you guys are saying, Plowsy and Iggy, that it's a little over the top. I get that. But I'm saying if they weren't out there, because there is something to be said by seeing a person and seeing them blown around, you can kind of get a sense for what the weather conditions are actually like if you were in it, so you relate to it. I get that. If they weren't there and you saw more antiseptic coverage where it was just a still camera, people would be mad about that.
I wouldn't be. This is one of the most important purposes that these networks have, is when there's a major live event, whether it's weather or national security or whatever, this is one of their main purposes, is to cover that so we can sit in the comfort of our living room and watch and see what kind of nonsense or what kind of horrible activity is going on.
And what other people are dealing with.
If you don't get that, you get people sitting around a desk complaining about Donald Trump. That's the alternative.
And all those things you're talking about are aftermath. What happened afterwards, they're out there covering it. This is what happened. Not in the middle of it.
Well, they've had people right in the middle of it. They had all kinds of people right in the middle of it. The coverage has been astoundingly good, I think. When you talk about the weather conditions that they're in to maintain a signal that you can even broadcast television out there, I think it's, if you ever had to do it yourself, you'd say, wow, this is pretty incredible what they're doing.
Well, I can see both sides of the story. I don't have anything against people that say, well, we want that. That's fine. I just don't, because I know CNN, it's all out there for look at me, look at me, look at me. It has nothing to do with we're trying to help you. It's look at us.
There's some stories, I saw a couple of good ones when the hurricane first hit. There was a news story about a line of Texans with their John boats. I'm talking a line 2-3 miles long going to help the hurricane victims.
And most of those.
That's a good story. And the dolphin story, that's a good story. Those are the ones that I like. And so.
The people in those boats mostly, not all, but were mostly sideline reporters.
Yeah.
Sideline reporter community.
I would go ahead and say they were all sideline reporters.
All the sideline reporters.
They're the best of us. They're the best of us.
I saw Aaron Andrews out there.
Send someone out to one of the shelters and talk to the people about, what are you worried about most? Where's your home? Where are you living? How did you get here? Do you have family that are still there? Those kind of stories.
They've done all
don't
that.
Stand there and
they
tell
have,
me it's
Iggy,
don't stand
all
there
that.
And tell me it's windy.
They know when there's a natural disaster, people want to see that all the time. That's the only story going on. It's a 24-hour day story, and they don't necessarily have 10,000 people down there working to cover it. So sometimes they might do the same thing. They go to the same people over and over. They know that this is the story they have to cover and they have to stick with it. And every minute of their coverage is not going to be riveting television, but they know this is the story and they're going to hang with it until something else comes up.
I put the text line away, but someone said Doug for president in 2020. I think you're making a lot of sense today. But it goes for the same thing for other breaking stories when there's not a lot of changing information available. It could be some other sort of national story. You'll see the same talking heads regurgitating it because they have to say something until there are more details available, right? So, I mean, it's easy, like you say, in a snippet of time to see a report and say, boy, that really wasn't so compelling. But you're there because it might change in 10 seconds. And then you have more information or more details.
Right.
And again, they don't, just because they're a network, whether it's Fox or CNN or NBC, whatever, it doesn't mean that they've got 5,000 people running around on the ground there. They don't. It might be maybe in a case like this, 100? I don't know. The technology has certainly improved a lot so that you can go live from almost anywhere in the world almost instantly. You don't have to have the trucks and the big towers anymore. But it's still, it's a struggle. It's a chore. And to do that in those kind of weather conditions when your own life is in danger, it's not an easy thing to do. And right now, that's what the whole country was interested in, is tell us what's going on down there.
And if you're like a major network trying to get bodies and you're trying to bring in extra help, you're not getting sideline reporters because they're busy.
They're all in Texas. They're in Texas.
Yeah, and they're helping out and they're
right.
performing surgeries.
They're the best among us.
These are
the times when we realize the best among us are the sideline reporters from the various regional cable networks.
Hold on.
And if you're not lucky enough to have one of those near you in a natural disaster, you know, you can kiss your ass goodbye in most cases.
Think about it. I'm sure there are people that are saying, hey, can you get to Florida, or maybe it was Houston before? And I'm sure the reporter's like, I don't feel comfortable going there, right? I mean, because there are risks.
When you see the reporter out there in the weather, you're not seeing him in the worst of the weather because they couldn't stand there. In a big category, what was it, 4, I guess, when it hit Florida, you couldn't stand right in the worst of the areas. You wouldn't be able to stand up. The water would take you away.
Or the camera would blow right away, too.
Yeah,
so let's get where it's 25 miles an hour and make the fans look like it's 100 and... We'll
there are
right
no
the
fans. In the middle of a disaster area, Iggy thinks
into?
That they brought in fans.
Where would you plug the fan into?
Well, they have generators. Where do you think they're plugging the cameras into and the microphones and
they
all that
batteries.
Stuff?
They have batteries. They have batteries.
Well, I'm sure they could get a battery-powered
battery
fan.
Battery-operated fans is what they drive around
giant
with
battery.
To prove that the wind is blowing.
I saw a guy doing a report, thought he was in Saudi or he was in Baghdad or something doing a report, and the fake palm tree they had in the back blew and just fell over. And you can see the backdrop.
You know where a lot of sideline reporters would be, Doug?
No.
The 4th annual charity wiffle ball tournament, Francis Park.
Well, if there's injuries there, if there's people that need help.
Suturing and what have you.
Exactly. Yeah. I'll be playing with your son, Soulard Twink Boy, and Cucky set up a team, so get ready for that.
That's your squad.
It benefits Birding for By Poor, and it's presented by Bud Light, DB Sports Bar and Grill, Gold's Gym, Country Financial, and 7-Up. The tournament takes place on September 30th at Francis Park in South City, starting at 10 a.m. Sign up your team of four today at InsideSTL.com for only $150 per team. This includes round-robin play and group winners advancing to knockout rounds. There will be barbecue, beer, mixed drinks, and water for purchase on-site, provided by DBs, of course. So sign up your team today and invite your friends to come watch and capture the Wiffle Ball Crown, 4th annual charity wiffle ball tournament benefiting Birdies for Bipolar, September 30th, Doug. Get your team in today.
Oh, get it in. That sounds like fun.
Get it in.
Sounds like a lot of fun. We have had a lot of fun at those wiffle ball tournaments in the past.
Now, we were on a team, and that's where you wore the Jackie O sunglasses.
Yeah, I wore Jackie O glasses there
just
last
don't pull
year,
something.
I believe. Or the year
don't strain.
There's
or
not
pull
a lot of running.
There's not going to be a sideline reporter there to save you, I have a feeling.
Nobody?
Sergio Dip?
We were trying to see if we get Jake Query to us.
That's just the name I was trying to come up with. I bet he's saved a lot of lives as long as he's been at it.
They're the best of us.
They're the best among us. Jake Query, he's right there near the top. Aaron Andrews. Yeah, Jim Hayes.
I agree.
That's three of the four Mount Rushmore of sideline reporters,
I guess. Ashley LaForce. She has become a force.
Ashley LaForce? Okay, there's your four.
Is she the one that's on the CBS SEC game?
Yeah.
She's outstanding.
She is good.
Doug, she's good.
Hot, but she's very good at what she does.
Oh, yeah.
That's most
hot,
of them he's are good. Great. Great.
Yeah. Not just at reporting sports injuries along the sideline, but also bailing out these Houston hurricane survivors.
You know, if there's someone that needs CPR, you know, that the heart punch to get the heart.
Right.
You don't. We're not going to have a paramedic around. You know.
No.
You're gonna yeah. need a.
You got to hope that Buster Olney is somewhere close.
Nice take. So we solved that problem.
Ken Rosenthal, Doris Burke. How many lives has Doris Burke saved? I mean, seriously.
Modesty.
Michelle Tafoya, got to hang it up, though.
Why?
Like her, but it's not the age thing. She just ran her course as far
as sideline
reporting.
And what is it? If it's not age and you ran your course, what is it?
Just the material's dry. It's just you need more pep in your step, you know, and I just don't think she got it. Not an age thing. I just think Michelle Tafoya needs to hang it up.
Let me ask you this. let's say just someone generic, a sideline reporter has a little shtick, maybe Cardinal birthdays or Lance Lynn is a delight or regional cable journalism, and they keep saying the same thing. Would you say that's run its course?
They about said that until the drugs in the bathroom interview, and that changed your whole
everything's
course.
Good then?
Everything could not.
Good.
Doug, we are still waiting to hear from Greg Roth's
post.
Yeah. But I can tell you that Dustin Johnson is paired with Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas at the BMW this weekend in Chicago. So he goes from Big Bend.
You wouldn't have had time to make that trip. You can't get really from Big Bend to Chicago
to playing
in less than a day. You can't.
Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth.
A lot of times there's water up over the roads in that area. And I suspect in these troubling times, he was probably, if he indeed went to this driving range, he probably got socked in. I don't think he could have gotten Chicago in this amount of time.
I think they go by FedEx standings once they get to the...
Oh, is that how it works? And they're 1-2-3?
I think so. I think
Doug, who's 1-2-3 in the FedEx?
Oh, hell, I don't know.
Don't curse.
Oh, I think JT is in the lead in the FedEx.
Is he?
Yeah. I think JT...
Who's your favorite of the three?
Probably DJ.
Doug, who's your favorite of the three?
Probably DJ.
Really? I like Spieth and... JT.
What are those wings they have at Hot Shots that they got?
The Riplets, baby. Riplets. The Riplets.
Is it possible that Johnson came for those?
Oh, my God.
No, think about it. What do we have to offer that people would come in from out of town?
Those? Shelter from the storm. That's what it was. Shelter from the storm.
We're a safe haven here. Yep. Well, I guess we could have a tornado or earthquake with that New Madrid fault looming.
I guess Chicago doesn't have a driving range. Do they still play at Dubs Dread? I don't remember.
Doug, is that where they play?
I think they play down at Dubs Drive.
You know, we have every morning, we have an avalanche of hot takes right on this show, though.
We do. I've never held more people accountable. Doug, people always ask us for advice on this presentation. Sometimes it's women, sometimes it's fries, or what team to wager on this week.
I have made two locks of the week so far this football season, and they have both won. I make picks, you make money. I make picks, you make money.
And these Hot Shots picks of the week, or no, it's Maggie O'Brien's picks of the week, I apologize. Producer Joe picks the game, so then I'm in a spot where I'm picking games that I don't necessarily have a strong feeling on, like Seahawks and Packers, I don't know. Cowboys, Giants, I don't know. I wouldn't touch an NFL game. I loved the Rams this past weekend. Not because I love the Rams, because I felt like the NFL was going to take good care of them. That was my reasoning. And maybe that was the reason they won big. Maybe not. I don't know. Seemed like that dude who was quarterbacking from Indianapolis had a problem. So, you know. Make picks, you make money.
It really breaks down to that. It's that simple. I don't have much money. I should listen when you make your pick.
I almost hesitate to talk so publicly, but then I saw Clay talk about the Alabama thing. It happens every year where they schedule a team that you're like, oh, Alabama win that 70-0. And then Saban, they just don't score many points. Mm-hmm. But they're favored by like 45. And it's kind of the free money play of the year. They don't cover it. Back of my mind, I wonder if it's just kind of a wink-wink with the boosters. You know, hey, here's your vacation for next year. You know we're playing Kent State, or who was it this week? Was it Kent State?
Why are they even playing?
So what do you think? He holds back a little bit?
They never cover it. They never. I don't want to say they never. They. I mean, it was this weekend.
And the friends of the program are in on it, so they can make their those donations.
I mean, I wasn't going to say it because it's. I mean, again, obviously, it's super.
We understand it's a conspiracy.
Super paranoid. But then I saw Clay write about it for his pick, and I'm going, "Oh, is he going to take Alabama?" And he goes, "For whatever reason, Nick Saban rarely scores more than 49 points in these games."
Yeah.
And then, sure enough,
they played Fresno, won 41-10.
Right, and because what they do, they get up big, and then he gets the backups in, and they just run the football, and it's essentially like they're running a practice.
I was sold on that. That year they failed to cover when they played Pagnita School and Camp in Kirkwood.
Nice. Doug, so it's mybookie.ag is where you need to put these wagers in. Mybookie.ag has been in business for years. Their reputation's rock solid. They do 100% cash bonuses, so off the bat you're making money, and they have the fastest payout. Seriously, just two business days. So, we make picks, you make money. We make picks.
You make money.
Yeah.
I've got that down now.
Lay down some cash and win big today. Make your way to MyBookie. You win and they pay fast. MyBookie.ag offers in-game live betting and the most rewarding player perks in the business and an all-new mobile site that makes wagering on the go a breeze. Join now and MyBookie will match your deposit with up to a 100% bonus. Use the promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie. Think about it. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're not thinking
I'm thinking a little bit. I can't really think while I talk. So yes, I will think about this. I'll continue to talk, and I'll think about how Tim makes pick. I make money.
I got
to
look at a play. I see Missouri's 7.5-point favorite this weekend. About that.
How can they be favored over anybody?
I have no idea.
Why don't you just play the stock market? Make some big bucks.
Yeah, that's up big again today.
How's Joe Paterno? Are we going to bring that back?
No, what?
How about that whole deal?
Mr. President, here's some things you probably don't want to discuss. I got it.
Paterno, leave that alone.
I got it.
Kind of a touchy subject here. We love the man, and now we can't really
know
say
a
that
lot
anymore.
About Pennsylvania.
And it's great.
That's one of my favorites.
Mr. Trump, you're in St. Louis. A good thing to do is just talk about the Cardinals. I'm talking college football.
That's right.
Great.
We say that, but he won Pennsylvania, didn't he? Surprisingly. Maybe they enjoyed that.
Yeah, maybe that endeared him.
Yeah, that's it. I'm voting for him.
Happy Valley. Doug, what would you do with an extra $100?
I don't know. Probably go have a nice dinner somewhere.
Did you know that if you're a frequent shaver, you could save over $100 a year if you shave with Harry's instead of your current razor? Even infrequent shavers can save about $50. How about that?
That's nice.
Maybe you can spin that up at the poker table. Or maybe you can bet on my locks and spin that up.
Listen to one of your picks.
Wait. Spin it up.
Wait for Alabama to not cover against somebody.
Yes, next September.
All right.
Save time and money with Harry's. What do you love most about it? Well, I can tell you what I love most about it. I love saving money, and I love how easy the shave is. I used to get nicked up with my old razors. Harry's, game changer. Great news, Harry's is so confident you'll love their blades. They're giving you their set for free. Just cover shipping. Your free trial set includes ergonomic razor handle, 5 precision engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover, and we've partnered with Harry's to bring you this incredible offer. Head over to harrys.com/insidestl to get it now. Get started with your Harry's free trial offer today. All you cover is just a few bucks in shipping. To get your free trial set, including a handle, blade, shave gel, and travel blade cover, go to harrys.com/insidestl. That's harrys.com/insidestl. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today. Think about it. Now you're thinking about it.
Okay. Yeah, I'll think about it.
Thank you.
I mean, I'll give it some serious consideration this time. Because in the past, I haven't necessarily thought about it probably as hard as I should have. But now I really feel like I can buckle down and bow my neck and really seriously think about this. Okay, I'm done thinking about it. I don't know that maybe Harry's razors would help. I use an electric razor. I don't have a real thick beard. But I bet I could save $100 or so if I would switch to Harry's.
Tim, just wanted to let you know, the wife and I started watching Game of Thrones on Sunday. Oh, Doug, you started watching Game of Thrones.
I haven't watched it at all. Not a lick.
Because we wanted to be more like you. Unfortunately, now Doug is second to Khaleesi in my spank bank material. Thanks. That's from Scott's wrinkled ball sack.
Oh, hello, Scotty.
And she got married. She got naked quite a bit in the first season. Kind of tapered off after that.
I don't know what that's about.
Yeah, it got big.
What do you mean?
Well, the show took off and she became kind of popular, so...
Now she's too important to do the naked
scenes. Well, it's like Lana Rhodes still does nude scenes.
Quite a few. Like, what's her name?
Peggy Cass?
No.
Mama Cass!
No. The queen.
Thank you queen so bee. Much, guys. Thank you
Pat
so much for this.
Pat Bradley was the queen bee on the PGA tour. Is that who you're talking about?
No, Lannister.
Oh.
She got naked in two movies, and she refuses to get naked in Game of Thrones. She has body doubles.
Huh. Does anybody really know that?
Well, I got upset because they superimposed her face on this body in the Shame episode, and I thought it was her, and I used it. Found out it wasn't her, so I figured I was duped.
Nobody wants to have sex with me now!
Can you sue somebody over such a thing? You can't tell when they superimpose somebody's picture?
No, it would. Tim saw it. I mean, you thought it was her. It wasn't her.
I tell you, it wasn't.
Can you hear me good?
How about the poor butterface that has to get naked and doesn't get her face on the screen? Would you feel bad for them?
Plahawk does not.
No, they get paid.
I'll be naked, but I'm such a butterface. Please put someone else's head over mine.
Clip that off. Clip that off. Doug, week one is in the books, but it's not too late to get closer to the game you love with DraftKings 1 Week Fantasy Football. This Sunday, DraftKings is hosting a $100,000 Pick'em contest that's totally free to enter. Pick'em is the newest way to play one-week fantasy football. Drafting your team is faster than ever. DraftKings has organized players in 8 tiers. All you have to do is select one player from each tier. Choose between public contests with big cash prizes or private contests where you can compete against a group of your friends. DraftKings also has beginner and casual contests where you'll play against people of similar skill level. The best part is you get to draft a new team each week without any commitment. So get to DraftKings.com now and use promo code QUARTERBACK to play in DraftKings free contest with $100,000 in total prizes this Sunday. That's promo code QUARTERBACK to compete for your share of $100,000 in total prizes. The contest is totally free to enter. Why wouldn't you try? DraftKings, the game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Hey, you know what it's time for? Hot Shots email today.
Oh, sure.
And deedly-dee. And deedly-dee. Giving away a suspension special at Hot Shots for the email of the day. Brought to you by Hot Shots. Guys, Tawny texted me and said that it was a hilarious first hour. Are you going to write an email in today? I said, ha ha, probs, yeah. Thanks, white collar gangster.
White collar gangster.
Guys, Plops here. Big shocker. You guys went on the air with bad information. Wayne Gretzky was, in fact, in town yesterday, but it wasn't for some charity golf tournament. He was actually brought in to guest DJ last night at Dipey's down by Merrimack River.
No.
Mondays are old hockey night at Doppy Dipey's. We have a guest DJ from 4 to 6:30. Then at 7, Steve Duchesne puts on a puppet show. And at 8, the Cavallini brothers host a super spooky murder mystery dinner.
Oh, that sounds good.
Wayne was then back on the ones and twos until close at 4 a.m. at Dipey's. And I'll tell you what, the man has great taste in music. He played Angel of Mine by Monica, which you guys know is my song. And you should have seen it. All the guys just held hands and passionately sang along.
I don't think
so. He did a special tribute to Ashanti. Is it Ashanti or Asante?
I don't know, Tim.
Asante Samuel. Ashanti's the singer. I think that's
Ashanti is the singer.
Get past it.
And when he finally played my request for Escapade by Janet Jay, I literally just laid down flat on the floor next to Curtis Joseph and started crying and peeing myself. Out of sure ecstasy. You guys ought to come down next week to Dipey's. I think they're running a Groupon.
I'm not going. I'm not.
What if it's a good Groupon deal?
No. Misty Plops, assistant program director.
Morn, hi. I hear your waffle fries are the best in the area. I'll have two orders. Also a side of General Tso's chicken. While these seem to be a bit salty, can I wash them down, boy? Let me moisten them, boy. Whip out that chamby pot. And just let me dollop these spuds with some of that steamy, rewarding sleeve juice.
No.
What? No. Think about it. Tunnels 12,000.
I don't need to. He's
there's a picture of Tunnels 12,000.
Yeah, that's not him.
Can I say
that? Looks like a dermatologist. Looks like a dermatologist I went to one. Tunnels 12,000 has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name is going into the Hot Shots leather-bound suspension
log. That's the forensic expert. That's that Henry Lou. He's a nationally renowned forensics expert.
Tunnels 12,000. I wrote his name in the logule with an ink pen. An ink pen from Wright Business Products. They will brand all of your office equipment. Hey, thank you, Wrightsy.
Well, I hope Kroenke is happy because we officially got nothing. Instead of talking to Jim Thomas about Tavon Austin getting some real goal line work, we had Greg Rothpost as a correspondent via Facebook Messenger debating a squatchy photo of Wayne Gretzky watching DJ hack away his long irons on a driving mat off Big Bend. This is the biggest damn story to hit the Mound City since they put in the IKEA off 44. There's no way Amazon's moving here. They'd never get any work done with the media flooding their offices for the first 6 months of operation. Tim Izzell would be there hysterically driving a forklift for a nice little bit on Great Day St. Louis, and they'd just shut down the whole operation. Hashtag our town. Doug, that's Matt, and he bowls over at Hank's.
Matt, and he bowls over there at Hank's.
Howdy, good morning, America. Saving dolphins is nothing. I'll never forget the flood of 73. Herb Humphrey spotted a refrigerator and a little baby dorm fridge stranded on the landing. He waded out into the river and dragged the appliances to deeper water where they could continue their journey to the Gulf of Mexico. Heartwarming. Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Morning, fellas. I know he's not as famous as Wayne Gretzky or as good-looking as Dustin Johnson, but I saw Doug driving balls last night in my bedroom. That is until he broke his shaft. Maybe next time
he'll
keep his head
down. Okay, that's enough! Who was it?
That's the hipster of Tower Grove
hipster
South.
Hipster of Tower Grove South. Suspended. Suspended a period of 2 days' time, and that's firm.
even though he's been suspended many times in recent days.
At least
firm,
2 days
though,
ago.
But firmly.
Right.
Man, seeking man. I am in need of a specific sort of skills, and please, no responses with pictures of Liam Neeson from Taken. I am seeking a man who knows more about Bob Tway than your average fourth-string local sportscaster. Someone who has a deep understanding of the complexities of run differential. The kind of man who can sniff out a Dustin Johnson, Wayne Gretzky fan page conspiracy from a mile away. An individual who can do an ad spot with no real knowledge or even recollection for the sponsorship and could potentially be slipping towards dementia. If you or someone you know fits this description, I am willing to pay for your services. Just looking for polite conversation. Maybe someone to have a tickle fight with after dinner. Through my business dealings, I have come into a surplus of tuna, so no need to worry about bringing a side dish. Must own or have access to a duster, sans backside, obvi. Please, only serious inquiries. Thanks. Doug, that's Peter Dinklage's third leg. And
Peter,
that's what
Dinklage's
we have.
Third leg.
For that shot's email of the day, show me what you got, little mama. Show me what you got, little
I'm going
lady.
Plops. Sorry, I'm going Plops.
I'm not. I'm going to go a fellow by the name of Matt who bowls at Hanks.
I think it was obvious. Misty Plops with one
Dang
for the ages. Plow off the grease. Misty Plops has just shipped the Hot Shots email of the day. Time for us to shut it down. It's the Lion's Choice Famous Roast Beef handoff to Frank Cusimano and the Hollywood Casino Press Box. For the Plowhawk. For Iggy. For the Sea Monster. For my brother Kevin. For Jimmy the Cat Hayes. For Douglas Sullivan Vaughn. I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan, KFNS 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.